Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. On us, 102.9, Fresh FM.
It's Hurricane and Kwazasana's Daughter. We also checked out her music by Kiss Daniel, and we had Beyonce and Jay-Z. Oh yeah, and Chris Brown was also on your radio. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, last week we announced that one of our own, Alina, is Nelson Mandela Washington Fellow, that's with the USA, and she is in the USA right now. She's going to be there for the next 2 months, and she's going to check in with us every other week. And just tell us what she's up to, you know, where she is and what she's doing. Let's check in with Alina.
Hey, NSK and Shaquan. I'm so excited to be checking in with you guys this week. A lot has been happening lately. And just the amount of culture shock that is happening in America is insane. From as opposed to what I am used to back home. And I really miss you guys, and I really, really miss Namibian food. And I think that is, I think anything, anyone says the same thing, and everyone says the same thing about traveling to the States. The food, guys, is not that great. And so, like, just Namibian food is amazing, because, like, I think we really need to appreciate our food, honestly. Like, it's the fact that it's organic, it doesn't have a lot of GMOs, and it's just like you're actually eating food. Do you get what I mean? So the new invention this week, or something that I've really discovered that was quite a culture shock, is the fact that these guys are very, United States is very self-service centric, in a sense that, like, you know, like, I sent a picture to NSK that is a scanner. Yeah. So you know how we usually have tillers? They don't have that in the States. So basically, you have to buy your own items and scan them yourself. And you have to pay the money of how much it is, how much every item is, yourself. There isn't someone waiting for you to weigh your apples. You have to weigh that yourself at this machine as well. So that is incredible. And you have to pack your food in the plastic bag yourself. You guessed it right. So that is just, like, so
That's a bit
interesting, right? It's interesting as opposed to what we're used to back home. But this was a really interesting culture shock, and I thought to share with you guys on what they do here in the States as opposed to what we do back home. Yeah, so that's the tip for the week. And I just really miss you guys, and I miss home so much. But I'm really enjoying what I'm learning from the States here, and the knowledge that is being shared is really, really incredible. And yeah, you see, the American accent is already even here. It's starting. I can sense it. I can hear it. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week again. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Alina. Yeah, she did share a picture of that self-service machine where you walk into. Okay, the one that she shared is the one of Walmart. We don't have Walmart in Namibia. But Walmart does own Game, though. Is that deal still on? But yeah, walk into ShopRite, Pick and Pay, wherever. You don't see that, you know, the tellers. No, you don't see that. You just see a machine, and you have to scan it yourself, and you have to do everything yourself. Will that even work in Namibia? I'll share this picture in a bit. Stick on. Don't go anywhere.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.